This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Well, we're... Hey, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. We're glad you're with us. It's a pretty doggone gorgeous night in New York City. We have got the unbelievable... beautiful weather. Sometimes we get this in late August, and sometimes we don't. And when we do, it's always it always feels better. Man, I sound like I'm distorting my own headset. Here's the thing: we're just sitting on a beautiful day, beautiful weekend, and we're looking forward to spending tonight as a beautiful night with you. So if you're in Los Angeles, if you're in New York, if you're watching on Biz TV from coast to coast in some 66 markets. If you're listening by way of radio from coast to coast, we're just glad to have you all the way around. And it's going to be a fantastic time. Now, have you noticed, boys and girls, Kevin McCullough here, by the way, the crew is still assembling. I think Jackie just got here to answer phones. Ivan's been, I don't know, he's been playing video games over in the corner doing something. I'm not sure what they're doing. I hope to goodness Nick is not in the back filling out Ashley Madison applications, because now would not be the time to be doing that. I'm kidding. Nick would never. He's not even married, so it doesn't even apply. He's the only one I could tease that way with tonight. No, you got to be a special kind of stupid to go fill out a profile on Ashley Madison at this point, don't you? Like, you've heard people say there's a special spot of hell reserved for the people that do that. There's a special spot of, I don't know, loony land that you'd have to be a part of if you think that Ashley Madison's the way to get your kicks now, Josh Duggar. I would just say don't go there. Don't play that game. Just like, in fact, avoid it. Run the other direction. If you have any respect for yourself, don't do that. Hey, we are being brought to you tonight proudly. By the good folks at the MyPillow company. MyPillow.com is where you can... Here's what they guarantee you. I'm loving these guys. Anybody that calls tonight, 800-506-2641, they will make you a personal guarantee. When you get your first MyPillow and you try it, you will get the best sleep you have ever had, and they will let you test drive that pillow for 60 nights. And if it's not the best sleep you've ever had... You return it, they refund your money, you go your separate ways, and blah, blah, blah. Now, they've sold 6 million of these. How many of those people do you think have returned their pillows? It's like less than 0.5%. I mean, that's how many people have been benefited by this. So, MyPillow.com, you can go on there. Get the American Classic. It's on the lowest price possible right now. I think it's more than 50% off the price. But in order to do that, you need a promo code. And the promo code from this show, there's two of them. You can use KMC for Kevin McCullough or STVB for Stevie B. But either one of those will get you that lowest price guaranteed possible on the American Classic, and it's going to change your life. In fact, they will guarantee it for 10 years. Ever goes flat, they'll replace it. It looks at you funny. In the middle of the night, they'll replace it. They literally, somebody like accidentally burned one of their pillows. Mike replaced it. They want you to have the pillow. They want you to get the best night's sleep possible. 800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. If you're watching on Biz TV and you see the MyPillow logo there, just right there on the bottom of the screen, 800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC for Kevin McCullough or STVB. Either one will get you the same discount. And call tonight. Start getting better sleep tomorrow, 800-506-2641. Now, we got some interesting stuff to talk about tonight. I started to say, kids, have you seen the news lately? There's a fella named Trump that's circling large football stadiums in his airplane and trying to land and do big rallies, like 40,000 people last night in Hickville, Alabama. It wasn't Hickville. That wasn't the name of the town. I don't know where it was. It wasn't New York City. And supposedly everything outside the city to, you know, the big city slicker is going to be, it's going to appear to be Hickville. No, he was right at home. Had his big red baseball cap, make America great. Well, the Trumpster has gotten into a little bit of trouble because he said one or two things about a group of people called Anchor Babies. Evidently now, this is the thing. Evidently now, Anchor Babies is a piece of politically incorrect language that evidently those people who say it in public are going to be shamed. Who are they going to be shamed by? Well, liberal left-leaning journalists that work for the major networks. That's who it's going to be. They're going to stand, they're going to look very Hispanic, and they're going to bark at you if you're the candidate. It happened to Bush. It happened to Trump. They're going to try it with other people. You watch. I'm going to predict that. But should they be getting away with that? Should those journalists be able to pillory these guys and make them feel bad for using the term anchor babies? 888-340-3373. We're going to take up that discussion. But first, I want to say hi to the guy that he pledged his love and fidelity with all he had within him to be sitting in that chair by the time the show started. And Nick, there you go, you're watching it on TV. That's an empty chair sitting right there. But he's joined us by way of phone. Stevie B, hello. Come in, Stevie B. Stevie B, it's okay. Take him out of the mix. He's not listening on his phone. He's listening on the radio. So now we have to wait for the delay, however long that is, 30 seconds, 45 seconds, I don't know, half an hour. It's Stevie B time. We should just take the rest of the night off and just kick back and just put our feet up and go, okay, let's play a test pattern for the next 2 hours. Because tonight, if it was up to him, look, see, he pledged his love and fidelity to be in that chair by the time we started. Last week, you heard him. He said, we're going to be in that chair. That chair right there that's empty.
Hello.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, there he is. Love and fidelity?
That's what you pledged.
I have no recollection of any such activity, nor if I
okay,
had any knowledge.
Okay, thank you, Hillary. Thank you, Hillary, for that explanation.
That was good.
You mean like with a cloth? What? Anyway. What? Yeah, did you wipe your server? Is that what you're talking about? So anyway, where are you? I know you're en route. You texted me and said I'll be there.
Buddy, you got a lot going on right now, and the show's just begun. You're energized. I'm almost there.
Cool.
And let's have some fun.
That's what I'm planning on having, particularly on the whole anchor baby thing.
I couldn't tell. What is that now? The oyster baby?
The anchor baby. Evidently, Mr.
What is that about? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, evidently, Mr. Trump and Mr. Bush have been calling these children of illegal aliens. Here's how anchor babies get born, okay? You have some illegal aliens south of the border, and they play Red Rover with Border Patrol. And they get through. It's like a big game of Red Rover. And so
right.
they break through the line of the Border Patrol and they get into the United States and then they quick have sex and have a baby. And when they've had the sex and the baby's then born, it's called an anchor baby because there's people that believe that the 14th Amendment was written to intend for that person, the person that got conceived because they beat the Border Patrol in a game of Red Rover, to be an American citizen. They believe the founding fathers in their infinite wisdom years, centuries ago, said someday Mexicans are going to play Red Rover with the Border Patrol and we want to give their kids the chance to be American citizens. So we now call them anchor babies.
I'll see you soon, and when I see you, I'm coming over that desk to give you a big sloppy hug.
Okay. There's Stevie B. He'll be back with us. But he did. Love and fidelity to be in that chair right there. That chair right there. Those of you watching on Biz TV, that chair right there was supposed to be filled by Stevie B. Love and fidelity. He leaves for India tomorrow. Think the guy's busy? I think he is. You know why he's not actually here? He was at a golf thing today. He left in plenty of time. I know what time he left. He texted me. Oh, we're headed out. He could have been in Connecticut playing golf and made it here by the time he told me they were leaving. You know what he did? He got off the expressway and took some back road, street level road, and I think he's like in the ghetto in Paterson, New Jersey right now. I'm serious. I think he's driving through like gang infested neighborhoods in Elizabeth or something. Anyway, he'll be with us shortly from his lips to God's ears. But I do want to talk about the anchor baby thing. And here's what I want to talk about. 888-340-3373. It's the hottest topic in politics right now. These people are being told, you can't use that term. There's Hispanic journalists that are getting bombastic with the candidates. Don't you think that's prejudice to say that? So I want to ask America tonight, is it a sign of prejudice to refer to people as anchor babies? Because Jeb Bush and Donald Trump are being told so. 888-340-3373. Give us your thoughts.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with the medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Well, we're glad you're with us live from New York every Saturday night on Biz TV, coast to coast, on great radio stations like AM 970 The Answer in New York City, AM 970 The Answer in Louisville, Kentucky, and a whole host of other stations across the country. We're grateful that you're with us. We're also online at BaldwinMcCullough.com. You can also check out the Facebook feeds and get direct links to how you can play along. In fact, it's fun to listen or watch the show. I've got the video embedded on the Calvin McCullough Facebook page tonight, because then you can watch the show and then just weigh in on the comments of the Facebook post as we go along, which is also kind of fun. 888-340-3373 is the number, 888-340-3373. Again, if you haven't tried the MyPillow, being brought to you by that tonight, 800-506-2641. They guarantee your money back for 60 days, 10 years. If you keep the pillow, they will replace it at no cost. They're going to guarantee you the best sleep of your life. And if you're not getting a good night's rest, it's the best first step you can take. 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC or STVB. When you do. All right, Anchor Baby. This week, big news. In fact, on Fox earlier in the Megyn Kelly primetime show, she ran a little montage of some of the people being confronted in such a manner. Take a look.
Also breaking tonight, the media debate over the term Anchor Baby heats up after GOP frontrunner Donald Trump is called out by an ABC reporter for repeatedly saying Anchor Baby to describe the children of illegal immigrants born here in the U.S. It's a term that some deem highly offensive. It wasn't long before other Republicans on the campaign trail were asked what they think of the term. Check it out.
Are you aware of the term anchor baby? That's an offensive term. People find that.
You mean it's not politically correct and yet everybody uses it? So you know what? Give me a different term. Give me a different term. What else would you like to say?
The American born child of an undocumented immigrant.
You want me to say that? Okay. I'll use the word anchor baby. Excuse me. I'll use the word anchor baby.
Governor, do you regret using the term anchor babies yesterday on the radio?
No, I didn't.
You don't regret it?
No, do you have a better term?
I'm asking you.
You give me a better term and I'll use it. I'm serious.
Governor, right?
Don't yell at me behind my ear, though.
Sorry about that.
Governor, is that not bombastic language, anchor baby? Is that not bombastic language?
No, it isn't. Give me another word. Give me another word.
Undocumented immigrants in the U.S.
That's like a seven. That's not another word.
Yeah. That's well said. Yeah, they literally wanted to say the children of undocumented people who traveled across the border to achieve freedom in the hopes of finding democracy in their truest being. Yeah, of course, anchor baby. That's the option. But here's the thing: the assumption is that it is automatically offensive. That there's somehow an inherent racist component to this. Now, I don't know where it comes from. Is it the anchor or the word baby that is the racial part of the term? Is it? And I'm taking my life into my own hands because Mr. Quinones works for me. Like, I have actual Latinos in the building. So here we go. It's the game of politically correct gotcha. But what are they being politically correct about? Are anchors offended? You know those large metal things that drop from ships that try to keep them from moving in the ocean? Or is it babies? Now, Hillary Clinton, sensing that this was a chance to talk about anything other than her email accounts, started Twittering almost immediately. So she tweeted out to Jeb Bush, "How about calling them just little babies or American citizens?" Now, she tweeted this while still wearing that orange pantsuit that looks like a prison outfit when she was in that empty gym talking about how she wiped the server with the cloth. Was not a good week for Hillary Clinton. Not a good week for Hillary Clinton. So she sends out these tweets. How about calling them American citizens? Well, there's some people that think that maybe they're not American citizens. And depending on how you understand what the Supreme Court has said about the 14th Amendment, they may not be actual American citizens. I know, Bill O'Reilly just turned over in his grave. What? So, 888-340-3373, the term anchor baby. Anchors away, at least the babies. because they don't want them being discussed in such a fashion anymore. What do you think of this? 888-340-3373. Let's start right here at home with line three. Mario calling from Paterson, New Jersey, listening to AM 970, The Answer. Hello, Mario.
Yeah, how you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing well.
First of all, I'd like to say, Paterson isn't all bad. Is you know what I'm saying? We got some good people here, even though there's gang activity and stuff. But anyway, the term anchor baby, that term, if the left is so offended, how about this? You call them, like I heard someone else say this, we call them anchor fetuses. Maybe they'll be less, you know, less sensitive to them. But it's just terrible, you know. It's like they get offended by that. Meanwhile, abortion, like Hillary Clinton should be, that lady should be beat with a metal hanger about the face until she bleeds. Like, she's terrible. She's a pussy. And she's no good. That lady, that's an evil, lying woman.
Mario, I just want to make sure you didn't just say that we should beat Hillary Clinton with a coat hanger until she bleeds from the face.
Yeah, metal, old school metal coat hangers.
Why do you want to beat Hillary Clinton in the face with a coat hanger?
She's a crook. She's a liar. I mean, she's not even, at least Barack Obama, he's a devil too, but at least he knows how to like lie. She doesn't know how to lie.
Yeah. All right.
You know? And it's terrible. She has no poker face. She's Michael Vince called her. Hillary Rodney Clinton. That's what she is.
Okay. Well, Mario, I appreciate the call. Thank you. And I you're right. I shouldn't have assumed that Stevie B was in the bad part of Paterson. I mean, because there's lots of good people that don't want to beat people in the face with a metal coat hanger until they bleed from the face in Paterson. There are. Wow, what a call to open with. Mario, I love you. Call back sometime. Let's go to, who's next? Who do we have? Tom. Tom in New York on AM 970. Hey, Tom.
Hey. Yes, how you doing today?
Doing well.
Fantastic. Well, you're asking my opinion, what I believe about anchor babies. I just know that it's just not true. There's no such thing as an anchor baby. It's more like a political ploy.
Well, hold on. How are you coming to the opinion that there are no such thing as anchor babies?
Well, I'm actually not. I'm not opinion. Basically, an anchor baby means that, hey, somebody that comes out of the air has a baby. The baby grows up on U.S. soil. You anchor down as a citizen. Well, the United States is nothing more than a political entity. You can become a member of a political entity by force or any other means of voluntarily. That baby grows up. That baby has to say, yes, I want to be an American citizen. I accept.
But here's the problem with that, Tom. Here's the problem, and there must be some problem with our connection because you're not coming through very clear, but thanks for the call. Here's the problem with that. Everybody that's going around touting 14th Amendment, they say that the minute that child's born on U.S. soil, that they're an American citizen, and they're citing the 14th Amendment as the excuse for that. Now, you may have noticed there's this fella named Don Trump that's running for president. Yeah, I call him Don. We're on a first name basis. He's flying all over the country, speaking to tens of thousands of people, getting old politicos mad at him about things. He's actually saying that if we think that the 14th Amendment gives basically people who played Red Rover with the Border Patrol and won the chance to come and have their spawn on U.S. soil and call them citizens, he said, you guys are confused. That's not what the 14th Amendment's about. So is it bad to refer to those children as anchor babies? That's what the left is at least saying they want to stop doing. Coming right back, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out. out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
Democratic 2016 frontrunner Hillary Clinton quickly responded to Jeb Bush. Yesterday, she tweeted this: "They're called babies," and linked to a news story of Bush calling for greater immigration enforcement. Clinton doubled down on her stance today, tweeting out suggested replacement terms for anchor baby in reaction to Bush, who asked earlier for a different phrase. How about babies, children, or American citizens? Joining me.
She's a witty one, that Hillary Clinton is, I'm telling you. Hey, I got a slogan for her campaign going in. See, he love and fidelity, my co-host promised to be in that chair right there. And love and fidelity, not enough, because he's still not here yet. So, you know, he said, the opening segment, hey, I'm almost there. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, Stephen Baldwin. Baldwin McCullough is the combination that's with you on Saturday nights, sometimes. And tonight we're talking about anchor babies, and that was Hillary Clinton's tweets from this week. I guess she was looking to talk about anything else other than wiping things.
in orange pantsuits in empty gyms that look like they could be prison gyms. Not a good move. Just a bad week for Hillary all the way around. But she's saying, oh, you call these kids babies or children or U.S. citizens. Well, are they U.S. citizens? In essence, what she had was you had people trying to get across the border. Red Rover, Red Rover, can Jose come over? And Border Patrol's all standing there armed, linked arm in arm. And they're trying to dodge and catch them and keep them. Oh, we caught you. You don't get to go across. Ha, ha, ha. Well, every now and then, one or two of them get across. They break through the Red Rover game. And when they get here, they quick, like rabbits, have sex and then kick out a baby. They do it like it takes 9 months gestation. Somehow, these guys are able to do it in like 3 weeks. I don't know. Somehow, it works that way. So then those babies are then being referred to as anchor babies because they're supposedly, in some people's arguments, U.S. citizens. And so now that the baby, we can't send the baby back to Mexico, right? Because it's a baby. Oh, and he's a citizen. Somehow that person has a citizen ship attached to them. People wait in line for 12 years and learn American history and study the English language and, you know, escaping communism or some other, you know, deadly oppression in Iran or somewhere else. No. They can wait a little longer. But that kid that got the game of Red Rover done by his parents, that kid's a citizen right now. See, you begin to figure out why this bothers some people. Because it just doesn't seem like it would be normal, right? Like the founders, they were really, the people that wrote the 14th Amendment, they were thinking way, way down the, because it was written during Reconstruction. They were thinking, someday we're going to have kids trying to beat Border Patrol and Red Rover and they want to come here and have sex and have a baby. We should give them citizenship for that baby. That's what the 14th Amendment means. So now, Hillary, her colleagues in the press, and everyone that you know wants to support her, they're now trying to throw gas on this fire to make anchor baby a bad word, a bad term. And if you say it, you're going to have, you know, George Lummis coming at you from ABC News, you know, don't you find that language bombastic? Well, no, you're bombastic. You're yelling at me. I'm just trying to run for president. Poor Jeb. Some days I just feel like he wakes up and goes, why did I have to be a Bush? Like, of all the things I could have done with my life, why being a Bush? Why going into public policy? Because he seems like a genuinely good guy, just nice guy. And he had all those reporters, you know, hey, anchor baby, you racist. So I'm asking America tonight. I'm asking you, I'm saying, is it inappropriate? Is it in some way a racially tinted, singed kind of expression? 888-340-3373. Let's go to Frank, who's been patient in Des Moines on line one. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Kevin. In the interest of PC, what do you think about anchor or undocumented tissue mass?
Oh, the Planned Parenthood approach. That would be an alternative.
Well, let me get this straight. Let's just lay this out for the listeners. An illegal woman, pregnant, steps foot in the country, drops a baby on U.S. soil, and that child is entitled to the 14th Amendment. So, using that same logic, let's stir the pot a little bit and up the ante. Let's say a botched abortion, which Obama voted against in the Illinois Senate,
4 times,
sucks a breath of air on U.S. soil. Why isn't that child entitled to the 14th Amendment and medical care?
Well, technically he is. The Born Alive Infant Protection Act supposedly guarantees that. But that's a great question, Frank, and as always, an astute observation about the matter at hand. All right, we're up against our next break. We've got two phone lines open. Anchor babies, racist or not? 888-340-3373.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Also breaking tonight, the media debate over the term anchor baby heats up after GOP frontrunner Donald Trump is called out by an ABC reporter for repeatedly saying anchor baby to describe the children of illegal immigrants born here in the U.S. It's a term that some deem highly offensive. It wasn't long before other Republicans on the campaign trail were asked what they think of the term. Check it out.
Are you aware that the term anchor baby, that's an offensive term. People find that.
You mean it's not politically correct and yet everybody uses it? You know what? Give me a different term. Give me a different term. What else would you like to say?
The American born child of an undocumented immigrant.
You want me to say that? Okay. I'll use the word anchor baby. Excuse me. I'll use the word anchor baby.
Governor, do you regret using the term anchor babies yesterday on the radio?
No, I didn't.
Hey,
I don't regret it.
You don't regret it?
No, do you have a better term?
I'm asking you. A lot of folks find it offensive.
You give me a better term and I'll use it. I'm serious.
Governor, right?
Don't yell at me behind my ear, though.
Sorry about that.
Governor, is that not bombastic language, anchor baby? Is that not bombastic language?
No, it isn't. Give me another word. Give me another word.
It's not in the U.S.
That's like a seven. That's not a word.
Exactly. It's not a word. It's not a word. Seven. Love and fidelity. Look who's here.
I wrote a song on the way over.
Did it use the words love and fidelity?
The love and...
Okay, that's enough.
Fidelity. That's an original song, right? I mean, it's got a nice little twang to it.
Spent some time with Aaron Spelling lately, have we?
The love fidelity.
He did Love Boat, didn't he? Aaron Spelling did Love Boat, right? That was an Aaron Spelling production. Tori's dad?
I think so.
I think it was.
Gosh, you're good.
Well, I don't know. It was a 1970s thing.
Plethora
of anchor babies.
Of 80s soap opera drama.
So that's the voice of Stephen Baldwin.
Hey, how are you?
And we're glad that he's here. By the way, look at this, what we got in the mail this week. Did you see this? I put this right in front of your thing on purpose.
Oh, no.
No, this is really cool.
Oh, Lord, help me.
Look at this.
Jesus.
Describe for people listening by radio what that is. It's a thing you put something in the
an envelope.
Right, there you go.
Right, this is an envelope.
Yep, with somebody's address on it, of course. And this is what? Is that a blank card? Is that a blank 3x5 card?
Ivan, but don't, when I look to you for help, Ivan.
See, the reason I'm asking this, friend.
You don't just roll your eyes and shrug one of your shoulders.
He does. Only with you.
Hopelessly.
So this is what, a 3x5 card?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is. Remember those things you had to fill out for papers you wrote in high school? Okay. Dear Mr. Baldwin.
Somebody wrote them out for me.
This is from Dan Garguilo. Garguilo.
Just kidding.
Okay. You did your own homework. I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd moved past it by the time it came out off the lips. Well, I was like 15 seconds ahead of
me. Give me another couple minutes.
But anyway, he says... dear Mr. Baldwin, I'm writing to you to request an autograph for my wife as a surprise gift. Now, I hope she's not listening tonight, because Dan Garguilo, if your wife is listening, that's just going to ruin the surprise, what we did just then.
Thanks, Kev.
Just gone.
Love you.
Anyway, this is sweet. Lynn will turn 60 later this year. See, your demographic's improving, my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lynn will turn 60 this year.
What are you talking about?
You've been one of her favorite stars for a long time.
Really?
Well, since you're so close in age and everything.
And then she's going to say, I loved you in Hunt for Red October.
No mention of Hunt for Red October. You've been one of her favorite stars for a long time. I would be very thankful if you would autograph the enclosed note card.
Sure.
Said note card. To Lynn, L-Y-N-N-E, spelled with an E. Again, if she's a listener to the show, we've completely bombed the surprise.
L-Y-N-N-E. What?
Yeah, L-Y-N-N-E.
To my fabulous friend.
There you go.
How do you spell fabulous?
Just put fab. Yeah, you got it.
No,
F-A-B.
She won't get that.
Yeah, she will.
Is it F-A-B-O-U?
No, F-A-B-U-L-O-U-S. L-O-U-S. Oh, fabulous friend. Okay. Need help with friend?
Great radio right now.
I before E, except after C.
To my fabulous friend.
Lynn.
L-Y-N.
L-Y-N-N-E.
He doesn't know how smart I am. Yes. That's what he does. But
okay.
To my fabulous friend, L-Y-N-N.
E.
No.
Yes.
Don't make a mistake.
It's right
now.
There.
We've come this far.
I know. Now, if you'd like to wish her happy birthday, share some wisdom with her, or give her some life advice, I've enclosed a stamped self-addressed envelope for the return note card. Thank you so much for your time and attention. You will have made her birthday very special indeed.
Amen. And who's that from?
From her husband, Dan. Dan Garguilo from Raleigh, North Carolina. Just in case. Somebody knows Dan Garguilo in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Never know.
Just in case. Don't spoil the surprise, people. Raleigh. I know there's only like 10 of you that live there anyway. Don't tell her. Don't tell her what's going on.
You're such a jerk. You're just a
big jerk. Well, it's not New York.
Jerk.
It's not New York.
You're like a...
Yeah, why?
Because, you're like an oaf.
Why? Because I'm not running for president?
You're like Shrek.
If I had my own, if I had my own plane...
You're the Shrek...
In a cool baseball cap?
...of birthday murderers.
No, they're going to... She's going to love it.
You just murdered a birthday.
I didn't.
This loving husband...
Yeah.
...takes the time...
Writes a very sweet letter.
Writes it out by hand.
Yeah.
He didn't use Siri but to
look,
do that.
But look, you did this. See? We have proof.
You got it done.
He actually, Stephen, did it.
You are now Kevin KMC Getter Done McCullough.
I'm the gift. I'm the birthday gift granting genie. Triple G.
You're the happy birthday giving gift giver that just keeps giving.
Let me do the nicknames. Oh. I'm G square. I'm G cubed.
Cubed. Oh, see, you lost me.
The gift giving.
You lost
your... genie. The gift giving genie. See.
Yeah.
G 3G, anyway.
3G. Oh, 3G is that we're... Is that cubed?
Yes. G to the power of 3.
That's what I don't know.
G to the power of 2 would be squared.
Now I look at Ivan, he's like the opposite. He's going to be like...
That's because you're the only one in the room that didn't know what cubed was. I think our 12-year-old friend knew what cubed was before you did. Sorry, man. But you know what? We got it done.
I have other talents.
You're leaving for India tomorrow. Do you realize her birthday would have gone completely by had you not
KMC.
Walked in and got it done?
G squared.
I didn't want to have to forge his signature.
Octupled.
Anyway.
What do you say? What? You lost me.
Anyway, he's Stevie B. Are we up against a break? We've completely lost track of this show. When we come back, we're going back to the topic.
Control of the show.
He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. And now it's a Saturday night. Stay with us.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's Saturday night. Baldwin McCullough Live.
That's such music to our ears.
How many people are hearing us? Like zillions?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 60 million TV households right now.
60 million TV households.
300 plus radio stations.
300 plus, yeah. So that's millions of people.
That's a lot of people.
And, you know, here we are. We have the lovely Lily Goldfein sitting in on the radio program.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to know, Lily,
don't be nervous.
Go crazy or anything, because millions of people are listening to this. Like, if you just freaked out right now and went, millions of people would hear it. So don't do that.
I think she may be the youngest visitor we've ever had to the Saturday Night Show.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. How old are you? 12. Okay, see, I was guessing, but I guessed right.
She's
12.
A visionary.
12 going on.
She's innovative.
35.
She's philanthropic.
She knows where she's going.
She's doing great.
Cool. All right, it's Baldwin McCullough, and we some of you have been on hold. We're talking about Anchor Babies. Let's go to who's next in line. Gino in the Bronx, line 3. Hey,
Gino. Watch your language, Gino. We got a 12-year-old in here.
Yeah, of course you'd invite a 12-year-old, but you won't invite me into the studio, right? Maybe I should come up with a new term, an anchor Baldwin. Maybe we should anchor you to the chair so you don't leave. You know what I'm saying? If I was in the studio, I'd handcuff you right to that chair by now. So then you show up for work. Anyway, anchor baby is an appropriate term because it anchors the parents who are illegal aliens to America and to taxpayer-funded benefits. That's the biggest scam that the taxpayers, i.e. the suckers of America, pay for. We pay for everybody else's children except our own. We give everybody else their children a job, and we can't provide jobs for our own children after we spend a couple hundred grand to send them to college to learn how to become stupid and unindependent. So here's my solution. Whenever some fool tells you that you should call an illegal alien, an undocumented immigrant, tell him to go and go where the sun don't shine and screw them. You understand? Screw them.
All right. I appreciate the 12-year-old cautionary tone that Gino said tonight.
Sorry, I'm having a Gino brain aneurysm.
Well, he's mad. A lot of people are mad. Trump's mad. That's why he's talking about this.
But Gino just when he crescendos into that scream at the end.
Well, we've got Ralph at some point tonight. He'll call in too, and he'll scream
Ralph
at Obama.
Ralph is another Elijah.
He'll yell at Obama. He will at some point.
Obama.
That's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. We have an actual topic that we're discussing, and it is the controversy.
Yes.
That has been thrust upon us because these very aggressive. He's very aggressive. These reporters, they're all up in Trump's face. They're all up in Bush's face. I'm sure it's going to happen to most of the rest of the field.
Now, what did Hillary say about, like, not
well,
saying
why don't you
baby?
Just call them babies or children or American citizens? Hey, anything to not talk about the things she has to wipe off her server. Let's just keep that loud and clear. Coming right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.